First, let's get the latest on that overnight attack in northwestern Pakistan. The main faction of the Taliban in Pakistan says it's disowning another Taliban branch that claimed responsibility for the attack. Gunmen storming a university, killing more than 20 people, wounding at least a dozen before being killed by security forces. The main Taliban faction said further that the other Taliban group should be tried in an Islamic or Sharia court. The BBC's Shazib Jalani is in Karachi. What do we know about who's behind the attack and who's denying it?
Well, earlier in the day, a faction of the Pakistani Taliban said they ordered the attack. They sent four heavily armed gunmen to the university. A little later in the day, another faction denied their involvement. They said, "We denounce it. It is un-Islamic," and so on. Now, this is something we've seen before, because remember, the Pakistani Taliban are not one rock-solid group. Mm-hmm. It's an amalgamation of various factions who often operate independently, are sometimes at cross-purposes with each other. It may take a while to really pin down which bit of the Taliban did this. But looking at the pattern of acts of violence and mass murder in Pakistan over the last decade and so, similar attacks have been carried out by factions of Taliban. The most prominent and the most horrific was in December 2014 in Peshawar, when an army public school was attacked and 150 people were killed, most of them children.
Well, and that was horrific. And today, the spokesman for this main Taliban faction who disowned the group claiming the attack on this university was not, interestingly, condemning attacks broadly. When we're reading the language, it sounded as if he was condemning this attack because it was young people.
That's right. And I would again refer you back to the massacre at the Peshawar school. You know, when that happened, Taliban proudly took responsibility for it. And they said, "We did it because we want the army to know what it feels like when you target our villages in tribal areas." Now, remember, the Pakistani army has been fighting Taliban militants in North Waziristan tribal region, which borders Afghanistan. This is the region which has long been defined as safe havens for Al-Qaeda and Taliban militants. The army was reluctant to go in for a very long time, but a year and a half ago, they went in, and they say they have destroyed the safe havens. They have displaced the Taliban from there, many of them who have now crossed over into Afghanistan. So the army is saying that we are making gains, we are making successes. Violence has significantly come down in Pakistan in 2015. But again, incidents like today show that some of these groups still retain the capacity to strike at will.
Again, the spokesperson today for the main faction said the Taliban considered students in non-military institutions the future of our jihad movement. And this was in criticizing the Taliban group that had attacked a university. But is the key there non-military institutions? In other words, is this the same group that made the attack in 2014 against a school that had children, but because it was in a military area, that was acceptable to them?
Yeah, I mean, if we really go into the nitty-gritty of this, I mean, at the end of the day, it will defy logic, because the children who were killed in Peshawar were not necessarily children of army families. Mm-hmm. The pupils who were killed today were students of science and history and so on. So, you know, they just wanted education, and educational institutions are a soft target. These militant groups have not spared civilians before. They've attacked courts, they've attacked politicians, they've attacked security forces. There's hardly any institution left in Pakistan which has not come under their attack.
Well, there haven't just been school attacks. There was an attack on an Air Force base in September. There have been suicide bombs. But we've got two things going on here, it seems. We've got competing Taliban groups and an escalation in violence. Are they competing with each other to cause violence, or will the inter-scene fighting maybe take them down? What's the thinking about what's going on?
Well, many of these groups were significantly weakened because of the army operation. During last year, we saw evidence of it, because the number of attacks went down significantly in Pakistan. And after a very long time, people started to develop that sense of security. But you're right. In the last week or so, we have seen a spike in violence, especially in the northwestern province, in the area around Peshawar and tribal areas. There was an attack yesterday at a checkpost. a bombing in which 10 people were killed. So this is essentially, people are asking questions. They're saying, is it enough what we have done so far, or do we need to do more? Where is it that we are still lagging behind? And those questions, those soul-searching questions, are being asked in Pakistan tonight.
The BBC's Shazib Jalani in Karachi, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.